This is Town Square 49 Radio. For KSKA, I'm Dave Waldron. Today, we're visiting the Alaska Wildlife Conservation Center. When driving along Turnagain Arm, you might miss the modest sign for the AWCC near Portage Creek. But if you do manage to find your way into the Wildlife Center, you'll find some interesting animals with some equally fascinating stories.
Everybody comes in with a special or unique reason. The end goal with as many of them as possible is reintroducing them back into the wild. It's one of the big areas where we differ from a zoo.
Scott Michaelis is the Director of Marketing and Sales for the AWCC. He says most of the animals will find their way back to the wild at some point, but not all of them.
With some of them, due to the conditions in which they have come into captivity to us, reintroduction will never be a possibility. Like brown bears, for instance, they gain such a high level of comfortability in captivity with humans, with caretakers and trainers, that it's actually been made illegal to reintroduce bears.
And that's fine by the AWCC. After all, two of their brown bears are national celebrities. Their mother was killed in a defense of property shooting.
Department of Fish and Game went in. They didn't know that the mother actually had cubs. And shortly thereafter, they found two cubs up in a neighbor's tree.
So one Fish and Game investigator, who happened to be a former gymnast, scaled the tree and carried the bears down to safety. The story went national and ended up getting the cubs a pair of sponsors.
They said, whatever we have to do to sponsor these bears, to bring them into captivity, to not put them down due to their mother's aggression, we'll do. And our two adult brown bears, Joe Boxer and Patron, are named after their two respective sponsors.
The AWCC operates a tour bus that offers a short drive, but some vast viewing.
So yeah, it surprises people, and a lot of people think that we're just that little roadside ranch. But once you actually make the turn in, you get into the landscape a little bit. It's very expansive.
The center spans more than 200 acres and is home to some interesting creatures. There's an eagle with an amputated wing, several black-tailed deer, and more than 200 wood bison.
We're currently the only facility in the United States that has any wood bison. The wood bison are the only animal to ever be taken off of the extinction list, so it's a very, very unique undertaking.
The center also owns some one-of-a-kind real estate.
This is where the Kenai Peninsula meets the mainland of Alaska. It's where the Turnagain Arm comes inland here. We technically own the last 5 feet of Turnagain Arm property, and we'll see everything from hooligan and salmon runs. We'll also, during high tide in the fall, see wild beluga whales come all the way down here.
And Michaelis touts that as one of the center's biggest selling points. He says on a daily basis, you can see captive wildlife interacting with the actual wildlife. Eagles perch the trees, fish swim under the boardwalk, and bears will occasionally roam onto the grounds to check out Patron and Joe Boxer. Michaelis says if that's not enough to draw you in, the final stop on the tour just might. The enclosure holds a pair of lynx, and they're the fan favorite, probably because they behave more like house cats than wild animals.
They absolutely love that window in the top part of their enclosure. They'll sunbathe up there in the early morning because it'll get really good natural sunlight. Some of the wild birds that are in the area that frequent the Wildlife Center, they'll keep very close tabs on, just very much like a house cat. They're very interested on the birds.
And that's all for Town Square 49 Radio. For more stories about our community, or to find out how to become a contributor, check out the Town Square 49 blog on alaskapublic.org. I'm Dave Waldron.